الصلاة. هيا للصلاة. هيا للفلاح. هيا للفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقدوتنا وأستاذنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وإن كل بدعة ضلالة، وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، مصداقا لقوله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah alone and do your duty to Allah تبارك وتعالى, and don't ever die except in a state of Islam. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى in this blessed month that Allah تبارك وتعالى, before we meet him with لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Our khutbah today, the superiority and nobility of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great month to remember who is your messenger. Allah تبارك وتعالى كرمه في الأرض وفي السماء. Allah تبارك وتعالى honored him in the land and in the heaven. It we live together in these moments together with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hadith. ذكره الترمذي, reported in the book of At-Tirmidhi رحمه الله, narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, authentic hadith. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن أناسا جلسوا بجانب حجرات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتدارسون ويتذاكرون عن فضائل الأنبياء أو أفضلية الأنبياء. A group of the Sahaba sat closer to the room of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to mention and to study the superiority, nobility of all the Prophet and messengers. and to compare between all the prophets. فقال أحدهم, one from the Sahaba said, إن الله قد اصطفى آدم على البشرية كلها. Allah تبارك وتعالى choose Adam over all humanity. He's the father of all humanity. So Allah chose Adam to give him this message and to be the father of all mankind. عليه السلام. وقال أحدهم, the second one he said, وهل هناك أعجب من أن يتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. Is there any wonder more than that Allah, he took Al-Khalil, Ibrahim, he took him as a friend. Is there any wonders more than that? Is there any better than that? فقال الثالث, the third one from the Sahaba, وهل هناك أعجب من أن كلم الله موسى تكليما. Is there anything better or more wondrous more than that Allah, he spoke direct to Musa? Is there something better than that? وقال الرابع, the fourth one he said, وهل هناك أعجب من أن يتخذ الله عيسى من روحه. Is there anything better than that Allah تبارك وتعالى created Isa from his spirit? Is there anything better than that? The Sahaba, they want to compare between the prophets one another, against another one. فخرج عليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came out from his room. قال لقد سمعت حديثكم وعجبكم. And I heard all your hadith, all your discussion, وعجبكم, and all your wonders, and all your admirations. ألا إن آدم هو البشرية وهو كذلك. Verily Adam, he is the father of all human, and he confirmed it. ألا إن إبراهيم هو خليل الله وهو كذلك. Verily, yes, Ibrahim, he is a friend of Allah تبارك وتعالى, and he is. ألا إن الله قد كلم موسى تكليما وهو كذلك. Yes, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke direct to Musa without anybody in between, and he is. ألا إن الله عز وجل قد خلق عيسى من روحه وهو كذلك. Yes, verily Allah has created Isa عليه السلام from his spirit, and he is. Look what he said, and I need all of you to open your heart to know your messenger better, in a better way. قال ألا وأنا حبيب الله ولا فخر. Verily I am the most beloved one to Allah, and there is no any braggs, no brows. ألا أن إني, ألا إني حامل لواء الحمد يوم القيامة ولا فخر. Verily I am the one who carries a flag of all praise and thanks in the day of the judgment, and there is no braggs, no brows. ألا إني, verily I am أول من تنشق عنه الأرض يوم القيامة. Verily I am the most one, the earth will be open in the day of the judgment. I will come out the first one amongst all mankind, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يخرج ومعه 70,000 ملك. Allah تبارك وتعالى send for him 70,000 angels waiting for Muhammad. First one will be resurrected from his grave. ألا وأني, ألا وأني أول شافع ومشفع يوم القيامة. Verily I'm the one who received the intercession to intercede for all people, and there is no any brags, no brows. ألا إني أدخل أول من يدخل الجنة ومعه فقراء المسلمين ولا فخر. Verily, I will be the first one to enter al-Jannah, and with me will be all the poor of the Muslim. All the poor of the Muslim. The first one, they will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with him. Those who were patient in this life, the poor of the Muslim Ummah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleared the idea, who is him? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he is not in a state of arrogance, but he need to show the Sahaba and to all of us who is him and how is Allah تبارك وتعالى honored him, how is Allah تبارك وتعالى favored him, how is Allah تبارك وتعالى make him above all the prophet and messengers صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. And most of us, when we study the Isra and Mi'raj, and in Al-Mi'raj, when Jibreel alayhi salam took him to Sidrat al-Muntaha, Sidrat al-Muntaha, at the end of the tree lot, Jibreel took him with him, and then he stopped at the end of the tree lot, Sidrat al-Muntaha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked to Jibreel. قال يا جبريل أفي هذا المكان يترك الخل خليلة. In this place يا جبريل the friend leave his friend. I cannot go anywhere. Look what جبريل. جبريل سفير الأنبياء, the ambassadors from Allah تبارك وتعالى to give all the revelation to all the prophet and messenger. Look what جبريل said عليه السلام. قال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل منا مقام معلوم. Every one of us from the angel has a limited position. والذي بعثك بالحق, by Allah تبارك وتعالى who send you with the truth, لو تقدمت قيد أنبلة لاحترقت من أنوار الكمال. If I step forward a one step equal to the master seed, I will be burned by the powerful light of Allah تبارك وتعالى. أما أنت, but you يا محمد, لو تقدمت لاخترقت أنوار الجلال. But you يا محمد, I am limited. I cannot step forward. I know my position. But you يا محمد, you are the inspected guest for Allah تبارك وتعالى. If you go through, you will go through easy, because you are the guest for Allah تبارك وتعالى. اذهب إلى ربك الكبير المتعال. Go to him and meet your Lord, the most almighty, the greatest Lord, سبحانه وتعالى. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, he found himself in a big space. فارتعد. He was trembled. قال أين أنا يا رب. Oh my Lord, where am I? Where I am? Ya Allah, he called. He doesn't find anybody. He found himself in a big space. It's strange. He's a human. Jibreel was with him. He gave him power. He gave him hospitality. But he found himself alone in a big space. Then he heard a voice came from the King of all Kings, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the voice covered the whole universe. قال أنت على بساط أنس الله يا محمد. أنت على بساط أنس الله يا محمد. You are in my hospitality. You are in my generosity يا محمد. قال يا ربي إني سائلك سؤالا. Oh my Lord, can I ask you a question? Then the Lord, Allah تبارك وتعالى by himself, قال يا محمد أنا ملك الملوك. I am the king of all kings. من دعاني أجبته. Whoever asks me by دعاء, I will answer him. ومن قصدني أعطيته. And whoever raises his hand and asks my help, I will give it to him. ومن وقف ببابي, ومن وقف ببابي قبلته. And whoever come to my door with full forgiveness, with repentance, I will accept him. Sell me, ya Muhammad. Ask me. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, قال يا ربي, لقد اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا. You took Ibrahim as a خليل. وكلمت موسى تكليما, and you spoke direct to Musa. ورفعت إدريس مكانا عليا, and you have elevated Idris to a highest level, to a highest level of the heavens. وأعطيت سليمان ملكا عظيما, and you give سليمان a great kingdom. وسخرت له الإنس والجن والطيرة والريح, and you made for Sulaiman to be under his superiority, to be under his supervisions, al-ins, all the human, and the jinn, and the birds, and the wind. He made everything under the order of Sulaiman. And then, وَخَلَقْتَ عِيسَى مِنْ رَوْحِكَ, and you have created Isa from your spirit, from your spirit. فَبِمَا فَضَّلْتَنِي بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ. So my Lord, I want to ask you a question. How you prefer me amongst all this group of the Prophet and Messenger? Look and open your heart, my dear brothers and sister in Islam, and give me your brain. Look at this holy debate, the holy talk between Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال يا حبيبي, oh my beloved, إن كنت اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا, if I took Ibrahim as a friend, فقد اتخذتك حبيبا, والحبيب أكرم من الخليل. If I took Ibrahim, يا محمد, as a friend, I took you as the most beloved, and the most beloved is more honor and more greater than the friend. Your friend is not better than your son. Your son is better than your friend. The most beloved one to you, your child, is more better than your friend. وَإِن كُنْتُ قَدْ كَلَّمْتَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, O ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I spoke direct to Musa, I spoke with him from behind a veil, he did not see me, ya Muhammad. ولكنك الآن أنت على بساط أنس الله يا محمد. You are now in my hospitality. You are now in my generosity. Nothing between me and you, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن كنت رفعت إدريس مكانا عليا, if I was elevated إدريس to a high level, I just elevated him to the fourth level of the heaven. You are my beloved one in a place nobody before you reached, and nobody after you will reach this place. وَإِن كُنْتُ قَدْ أَعْطَيْتَ سُلَيْمَانَ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَسَخَّرْتَ لَهُ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ وَالطَّيْرَ وَالْرِيحَ. If I give Sulaiman, I was giving Sulaiman a great kingdom. He was a great king, with very rich king. If I made it for him, and I made all the jinn, and the ins, and the birds, and the wind under his supervision, فَقَدْ جَعَلْتُ لَكَ الْأَرْضَ مَجِّدًا, I made the whole land, the whole globe, as a masjid. If you stuck and you don't find a masjid, if you don't find any masjid, you can go and pray in the streets, you pray in the park, you pray in the streets, you pray any place. Allah made the whole land as a masjid, different than the Christian and Jew. If the Christian and Jew, they want to pray, they have to go to that synagogue, the temple, they have to go to the church. Even the other religion, they have to go to the temple. But for the Muslim, Allah, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, he make all land available for the Muslim. You don't stuck, You don't have to say, no, I'm not going to pray. Take your shoes off and pray in the streets. وَجَعَلْتُ لَكَ التُّرَابَ طَهُورًا. Why? Because all the dust, all the mud are pure, clean. You pray on it. Allah, He created you and all mankind from the dust, from the clay. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look how we complete. More than Sulaiman. Allah gave it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than what Sulaiman had. What? قال وأعطيتك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. I gave you a Muhammad سبع من المثاني, mean the seven آيات from سورة الفاتحة. Great surah, the best surah in the Quran, سورة الفاتحة. والقرآن العظيم. And I gave you and I revealed all the Quran for you, ya Muhammad. فيه سورة البقرة وآل عمران والنساء. In the Quran, you have a three great surah. Surah Al-Baqarah, wa surah Al-Ala Imran, wa surah Al-Nisa. Look what Allah He said. Qala wa izzati wa jalali. Allah He swear. By my greatness, by my almighty, by my almighty, by my glory. Man qara'aha ahadun min ummatik. لغفرت له الذنوب ولو كانت مثل زبد البحر وعدد الرمال. Whoever read it from your ummah, ya Muhammad, I will forgive all his sins, even if his sins reach the foam, the quantity of the foam in the ocean and the sea, and the number of the sand in the desert, I will forgive all his sins. Great honor to Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which one is better? Sulaiman, when he died, he left all the gold, he left all the diamonds, he left the cattle, he left the land, he left everything. He did not take anything with him, but Allah gave it to Ummat Muhammad. Your sins which we carry in our shoulders. No matter what you carry sins, stand up, turn yourself to Allah in tawbah. Say, Ya Allah, Allah will answer you. Say, Ya Allah, forgive my sins, Allah will answer you. And therefore, month of Ramadan is a bonus. Bonus for the Muslim Ummah. You commit the sins the whole year, you come to Ramadan, you carry mountain of sins over your children, over your shoulder. What happened in the end? You come out from the month of Ramadan clean. Clean. Forgive all the sins with the condition to stand up and to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a proper way in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to accept our fasting, to accept our qiyam, to accept our Quran, to accept us amongst us salihin, and to make the last word before we meet Him. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بريت الله تبارك وتعالى. This is the day of الجمعة in the month of Ramadan. Raise your hand to Allah and say, Ya Allah, forgive my sins and renew your tawbah to Allah. Allah will forgive you inshallah. We ask Allah to forgive all our sins. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله, يا سيدي يا رسول الله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته النور. الله تبارك وتعالى سند محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم as a light to give the life for all mankind. نور الله عز وجل سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Continue our hadith. Whoever read all these ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah wa Al Imran wa Al-Nisa, Allah give full forgiveness. Even if your sins reach the foam in the ocean, even if your sins reach the number of the sands in all over the world in the desert, Allah will forgive all our sins. Look what said about Isa. And he said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, قال وإن كنت خلقت عيسى من روحي. And if I was created عيسى from my spirit, from my روحي, فقد اشتققت لك اسما من أسمائي. Verily, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, I derived a name from me to you. Muhammad came from Alhamd. Muhammad came from Alhamd. And every day you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Every day 17 times, only in fard. You say it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from his name, he gave a name to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And more than that, وقارنت اسمك باسمي. And I, Allah, he said, and I connect your name with my name. Nobody in the whole globe will say La ilaha illallah until he said what? Muhammadun Rasulullah. Could you imagine, my dear brothers? He's the most noble. He's the most one he carry superiority amongst all mankind. You know why? If you study the whole earth, in every minute we have a different azan. Every minute in the 24 hours, you have a different azan in the different area, right or not? Different azan. Everybody makes the azan, and his name will be mentioned in every second, in every minute in this life. Allah confers La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So his name connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name. Who is, has great honor more than that? Who has superiority more than that? Who has great position more than that? Every single time, all the greatest in the history, all of them, when they die, we may not forgive for remember them. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make his name to be mentioned in every second for all mankind. Different time the azan will be published. And more than that, Allah, he said, wa izzati wa jalali, Allah, he swear by my almighty, by my glory, by my greatness, man lam yuqir bi risalatik falan yuqbal min وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Whoever disbelieve you, whoever reject your message, whoever deny you, he will never be accepted, he will never be forgiven, he will, in the day of the judgment, he will be loser. Al-Jannah haram. Al-Jannah will be haram for whoever rejecting you, ya Muhammad, for whoever deny you, ya Muhammad, it will become totally haram for anyone who rejecting you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shahada lahu al-jinn testified for him. Nobody meets the jinn, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meet the jinn. Al-jinn shahada lahu, والإنس شهد له. The human testify for him, is a great messenger. والطير شهد له. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to walk, the lion or bird came above him to give him a shade. Welcome, يا رسول الله. والصخر شهد له. And the rock. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hadith قال هناك حجر في المدينة. It was a big rock in the Medina. Every time I pass by, the Hajar say what? As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. And the Sahaba with him, they heard, they turn right and left to see where is the sound came from. Al-Hajar spoke to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa taqulu al-ard, the stones in the ground, in the floor, say as-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Inhana lahu al-jiz'ah, he has a trunk from the tree. He used to hold it in the khutbah when he left it, and they built a member for him, and he left this stick. Wallahi, the Sahaba testify in al-Bukhari, they heard the cry of the stick because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put it away. He dropped it away and he stood in the member in the end of his life. Al-Hayawan qad shahida lah, the animal testified for him. أحبان Who's Ahban? Yahudi. From Al-Yahud. He has a cattle. He has a birds. And then what happened after that? He used to secure the cattle and birds. One of the wolf, wild animal, came and snatched one of the birds. One of the sheep, one of the goat, and he ran. So Ahban, he saw the fox. He ran to bring his goat back. Then after that, the fox, he left it alone. He said, and he spoke the same language with Ahban. He said, you fear about your goat, ya Ahban? He said, Ajaban, my wonder, my exciting animal speak. قال نعم yes وأعجب من ذلك and more wonder more than that نبي بين هذه النخلات there is a prophet left between these palm trees من آمن به دخل الجنة whoever believed him he will enter the جنة he said عجبا who gonna secure my sheep who gonna secure my goats who gonna secure my animal he told him I will secure it to you instead to attack the animal Allah he changed the wolf to secure the animal for Ahban Ahban ran to the palm ya akhwat al arab ya ikhwat al arab where is the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then they told him it's there he went and he knocked at the door. They permitted him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when he saw Ahban, no discussion yet. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Ahban, what is the wolf told you, Ya Ahban? Qala, you know? How you know? Qala, Allah tabaraka. Qala, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Animal testified for him. Where is the people today? Allah give them brain, give them body, give them money, give them technology, and they deny Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then even the kafir testify for you, ya Rasulullah. He believed it. Bernard Shaw, and most of you know the most famous writer in history, Bernard Shaw. When they talk and he make a book about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, what did he say? One word only from his book. What did he say? Qala, if Muhammad was life amongst us, living amongst us, he will make a solution for all human beings. As the time you drink a cup of coffee, he will make a solution for all the mankind. Why? Sallallahu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. And all of you, Allah give him in your dua all the time. Wa ati Muhammadan. الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة وابعثه اللهم المقام المحمود ويا الله send him with المقام المحمود the great position الملائكة in the day of the judgment those who never disobey Allah those actually creature which Allah created them from light what they gonna say قالوا سبحانك يا ربنا ما عبدناك حق عبادتك الملائكة they will say a word in the day of the judgment oh our Lord subhanallah we did not worship you as it should be we did not worship you well الملائكة نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وإدريس وسليمان وعيسى وكل الأنبياء all of them in the day of the judgment they were shaking and trembling in the front of Allah and what did he say نفسي نفسي myself إن ربي قد غضب اليوم غضبا شديدا لم يغضب مثله من قبل our Lord became angry today and he never been angry before like this like today we سلم يا رب سلم يا رب سلم يا رب peace save us يا الله save us نوح آدم إبراهيم خليل الله موسى the one who spoke with Allah عيسى the one had been created by Allah تبارك وتعالى spread سبحان الله all of them except the people after they gave up they went for all the prophets and none one of them helped them قال اذهبوا إلى محمد go to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم what is the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم say قال أنا لها I am for it رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said فأتقدم نحو العرش I step forward under the arch of Allah تبارك وتعالى under the throne of Allah تبارك وتعالى فأسجد I kneel down to make sujood for Allah what Allah will tell him stand up يا حبيبي it's enough for you you worship me a lot stand up my beloved one سلني ارسلني يا محمد. Ask me. اشفع تشفع. Get intercession from me and intercede for all people. Look what is your messenger. Your beloved one. Your beloved one. What are you gonna say? What's the messenger gonna say? قال يا ربي لا أرضى وواحد من أمتي في النار. Oh my Lord, my question today, I don't satisfy and I found one single Muslim in the hellfire. Allah يا رسول الله, how much he love. When he said ما من مسلم يشك بشيك إلا وأجد ألمها في قلبي. Any Muslim until the day of the judgment will receive any harm from any thorn in the desert, I will find the pain in my heart. For every Muslim, every Muslim suffer, it is the pain in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He love us. Why we don't love him? Love him. And our salute today for all of us, for all mankind, for all the Muslim in everywhere, tahiyyatuna, our salute to say الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Oh you believe, صلي على رسول الله, شفيعك يوم القيامة, حبيبك, عظيمك. Read the history for the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Read what he did. Read how the battle, where the battle. Read everything our beloved one, the one who helped us in the day of the judgment. And finally, when Allah give a choice to Ibrahim al-Khalil and to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ibrahim he choose to hold the throne, the arsh of Allah from the right side, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he choose to be in the left side, closer to the hellfire. And the Sahaba, they ask him, why ya Rasulullah? He said, if I found any Muslim will go and fell down, I will take his hand to help him to enter the Jannah. And I found if the cards, it will be bonus from Allah, cards will be throwing over the all mankind. And sometime the angels, they receive order from Allah to take anyone to the hellfire. So he woke and the angel tied him up and took him to Jahannam. Decision has been made. He found a card fly and came in the right side of his good deeds and make it the scale heavy. Then after that he said, what happened? He said, you have been changed. You have to go to the Jannah. He said, Subhanallah, what happened? He said, there is a card, go and read it. He took the card and he read it. He said, because one day when nobody actually was walking, when you was walking in a street, when you was sleeping, when you was praying, you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He became in the good scale and make it heavy. And they turn him to the other side to go to Al-Jannah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala resurrect all of us with him, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, to reward him for every single Muslim in this life. Sallallahu alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Noor Aini, ya Diyaa Qalbi, ya Habib Allah, ya Rasul Allah. Sallallahu alayka ya Alam al-Huda, mahabbatun nasaim, wa mabda'at ala al-aik al-habaimu. Sallallahu alayka Allahu ya Rasul Allah. صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما كثيرا. سي اللهم صل على محمد. أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا مقرا. والله تبارك وتعالى forgive all our sins, accept all our deeds إن شاء الله تعالى. أقم الصلاة رحمك الله.
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا